Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, God bless you. This is Evangelist Amos coming to you live from Manna Teaching Ministries. Amen. Tonight we're going to be talking about seed time and harvest. Praise God. And I just want to ask the Lord to bless the word tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you will add a special blessing on this word tonight, that it will accomplish that which you have sent it from heaven to earth to accomplish, that it will bear seeds in the life of your people, God, and that they will grow and be planted on a firm foundation, Father. And Lord God, that they will lead lives that are pleasing in your sight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you praise. Amen. God bless you, saints. We're talking about seed time and harvest tonight. And I just wanted you to know, amen, we're going to start in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. I wanted to talk about seed time and harvest, but God led me into a message on purpose. Amen. And I'm going to show you that in just a moment. Let's go to Genesis 8 and 22. We're going to start in Genesis 8. Let's start up in verse 20. The Bible says, "And Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar." Now, this is right after the end of the flood, when Noah first got off the boat after the flood, because the Bible says in verse 18 that Noah went forth, his sons, his wife, and his wife's sons with him, and they came forth out of the ark in verse 19. Verse 20, Noah built an altar unto the Lord. The first thing he did when he got off the ark was he built an altar unto the Lord. He worshiped God. Amen. And he took of every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. Now let's look at verse 21. And the Bible says, "And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done." This is the key verse, verse 22. The Lord said, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease." So God said that seed time and harvest was not going to cease while the earth remaineth. Now let's look at this, amen, because I really want to break this down for you tonight. The Bible says, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease." Now, the Hebrew word for seed time, that's what we're talking about tonight, seed time and harvest. The Hebrew word for seed time is zera, Z-E-R-A. And this word, amen, talks about a specific time to sow seeds. And we cannot talk about seed time without talking about seasons, because there is a season for everything, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes. So let's turn over to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. And the Bible says, "To everything on earth," now listen, it's talking about everything on earth. We're going to see that tonight. "To everything there is a season. For you there is a season in your life. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose." So you have purpose in your life. We're going to see that tonight, amen. But there's a time for every purpose under the heaven. So Ecclesiastes 3 and 1, Solomon said, through the spirit of inspiration of God, he said, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." Now, what I really wanted to break down about this is this verse. There's a lot of words in the English. "To everything there's a season and a time and every purpose." But in the original Hebrew, it was only four words that the writer used to convey this thought. And these four words we're going to talk about tonight. The first thing that we're going to talk about is the section of the scripture that says, "To everything there is a season." That's the first word. And that word is zeman in the Hebrew. Z-E-M-A-N, zeman. And that means to everything there is a season. Now, this word means a set time, an appointed time, a stated time, or God's timing, and a time is contained in the word. So let's talk about this, a set time or an appointed time or a stated time. To everything there is a season. And then the next word we're going to talk about is the next script part of the verse that we're going to talk about is where it says a time. There is a, now the first part we talked about, there is a season, there is a set time. But this verse is talking about and a time. Now that word time there means an opportunity. It means a fit or a proper time, not prematurely or a missed opportunity. So if you come prematurely or if you come before your time, you're going to miss an opportunity. If you come at the right time, you're going to have an opportunity. We're going to talk about that tonight. But now let's go back to this verse in 3 and 1. Now we talked about there is a season, there is a time. Now the third word says to every purpose. Amen. Now let's talk about this. The Hebrew word for purpose is shefes. Or shefes, and that means a matter, something in the mind of God. God has us in his mind when he created us with purpose. That means delight or pleasure. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more because the word, when God created us, the Bible says he put purpose in us. When he created us with purpose, he delights in our purpose. That means that God created us to delight in us. God considers us valuable. Amen. And the reason why we're valuable to him is because we have purpose. Amen. Now, it also means that God's desire is fulfilled through us fulfilling our purpose in him. So God longs, or he longs for us to fulfill our purposes for which we were created. Another thing that God, this word means, is acceptable or delightsome. So God, we are acceptable to God. Our sacrifices are acceptable when we are fulfilling our purpose in God. We are a delightsome land, the Bible talks about. God delights in us. God's desire is for us to fulfill our purpose in him. So when he created us with purpose in his mind. And also he takes pleasure. This word means pleasure, purpose, or willingly. So that means that God's will, God willingly made us. He takes pleasure in us. His purpose is in us. We have purpose in the will of God. So that's one thing I want you to know. Amen. And then it also means good pleasure. He takes good pleasure in fulfilling our purpose. And it also means that in which one takes delight. He takes delight in us. So we see here that God takes pleasure in us as we fulfill our purposes, or we fulfill our purpose so he can take pleasure in us. In other words, God said, I will take pleasure in man as he fulfills my purpose for himself. The devil knows this, and this is another very important point, and that's why he desires to take away the purpose of God, creation, in his creation. We were made in the image of God, so he wants to take away the purpose of God or stop us from fulfilling our purpose in God, because he knows that that way God is not going to derive pleasure from mankind. The devil thinks that this will make God suffer or derive no pleasure from us because we are precious in his sight. We are his created beings. We are made in his image. And therefore, he derives pleasure from us fulfilling our purpose. The devil knows this too. That's why he fights so hard to keep us from fulfilling our purpose in God, to get back at God. Now, remember the scripture said, Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. When we are not fulfilling God's purpose for our life, he takes no pleasure in us. Amen. He loves us, but he's not pleased with us when we're not fulfilling our purpose in him. Now, this is all tied up into worship, because true worshipers fulfill God's purpose and offer our lives. As a true worshiper, Jesus said, the true worshiper shall worship God in spirit and in truth. And that also means that we offer our lives as a sweet-smelling savor or sacrifice back to God, just as Noah did when he offered the animal sacrifices and God said that he smelled the sweet savor. It's the same way when we offer our lives back to God and we offer our purpose back to God, then God receives that as a sweet-smelling savor or sacrifice back to him to take pleasure in. Remember, now, the scripture that came to my mind is when the man that went and buried his talent in the ground in Matthew 25 and 24. Let's talk about that for a minute. I want to go over there to Matthew 25. And the Bible says, then he which had received the one talent. Now remember, I'm just going to make it brief because I don't have time to read the whole thing. But there was a man that gave out talents. He gave out one to one, five to another, and ten to another. But the one that we're dealing with is the one that he gave the one talent to. Amen. And this is in verse 24, Matthew 25. The Bible says, then he that had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew that you were a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not straw. Amen. So he said, and I was afraid. Amen. So the devil uses fear to keep you from fulfilling your purpose in God. And he said, I was afraid, amen, and he went and hid his talent in the earth. He said, lo, that thou hast is thine. His Lord answered and said, but look what God said about this man. God said unto him, his Lord said unto him, because the scripture was talking about the kingdom of heaven. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful or lazy servant, you knew that I reaped where I sowed not and gathered where I have not straw. You should have, or oughtest therefore, to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury or interest. Evidently, this man's gift was with money, because remember, God gave them talents and abilities to use them. So he had an ability to make money off of the talent that God had given him. He said, take therefore the talent from him, or give it to him that has ten. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. So if you use God's gift, then he's going to multiply that back unto you. If you make it a point to fulfill the purpose of God in your life, you're going to have abundance of blessings. But from him that have not, you don't fulfill the purpose of God in your life, shall be taken away even that which he have. If you're going through a lot, if you're in poverty or you're living beneath God's will for your life, it's not because of God, it's because of you. Because you are not fulfilling to put you on this earth for. He said you would have abundance. Amen. If it works for the people that are not saved, it's going to work for you. I see so many people that are not saved, but they're using their gifts, they're using their talents, and they're living in prosperity. And they're not even serving God. Amen. Because the word of God is true. There, to every season, everything has a time, amen, and a purpose under the heaven. So we as children of God have got to start using our gifts and talents to bring in the abundance of the blessing so we can build up the kingdom of God, amen, and offer God our life, amen, and offer God our sacrifice and our worship because we're pleasing him, because we're using the gifts and the talents that he gave us. The Bible says, to him that have shall be given, and he shall have abundance. That means you're going to walk in prosperity. In other words, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. Amen. You're going to be in poverty, just the opposite of abundance. But from him that have not shall be taken away even that which he have. And cast ye the unprofitable. Now, that's on earth. But look what happens in the next life if you don't fulfill the purpose of God and set that as a goal in your life. Amen. He said, cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, Revelations talk about the fearful and the unbelieving being cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. I don't like to put people in hell. God knows I don't. I would never say nobody's going to hell. But the Bible says if you're unprofitable, that you're going to be cast into outer darkness. There's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth in hell. And Revelations talk about the fearful, those of us that are tricked by the enemy to fear. Remember the man said, I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. The fearful and the unbelieving being cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. That means that God does not want us to let fear and unbelief hold us back, or doubt hold us back from fulfilling his purpose in our lives and using our gifts and talents to bring about abundance in our life so we can offer that back unto God. Now, they allow fear and unbelief to keep them from their purpose. That's my point. Let's go back over to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible says, under the heaven or on the earth is where the purposes of man are to be carried out for the pleasure of God. Now, this word heaven means to be lofty, the sky, the dual, perhaps alluding to the visible arch in which the clouds move, as well as to the higher ether where the celestial bodies resolve. And the last word is, that's the word heaven, Shemayim in Hebrew. It's the visible universe, the sky, or the atmosphere. So back in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, 3 and 1, under the heaven or on the earth is where the purposes of man are to be carried out for the pleasure of God. And that means to be lofty or the sky. Amen. So let's go on down to everything in Ecclesiastes 3 and 1, to everything that's the natural realm. There is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Let's talk about this. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 2, the Bible says, and I just picked out a few of these to talk about. The Ecclesiastes 3 and 2, the Bible says that Solomon, I think Solomon listed these in order of importance because I just went through and picked out a few. The Bible says there is a time to be born and a time to die. Now, this is very important because to fulfill God's purpose in your life when you're born, there's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to mourn, and I'm not going in order. These are just some that I picked out that caught my attention, a time to mourn or grieve and a time to dance or rejoice, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. Now, this is something that's very important for children of God. We've got to learn when to keep silence and when to speak. Sometimes we can put our foot in our mouth, so to speak, or we can stop the flow of the anointing, or we can, you know, hinder what God wants to do in our life, because the Bible said, in all thy getting, get in understanding and get wisdom. It's the chief thing. The principal thing is wisdom. So the Bible, and wisdom will teach you what, when to speak and when not to speak, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. That's very important. A time to love and a time to hate. Now, I choose to hate the works of the devil. We're not supposed to hate man because our fight is not against flesh and blood. A time to love our brethren and a time to hate the devil. A time of war or a time of warfare and a time of peace. Ecclesiastes 3 and 17, and I'm going to close with this. I said in mine heart, this is Solomon speaking, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time or an occasion or an opportunity there for every appointed time or purpose and for every work. So there is a time or an opportunity that we don't want to miss out on because there's an appointed time. That's what that word purpose means. For every purpose and every work under the earth, there's an appointed time. And that's what we want to seek the Lord for. That's what we want to ask God to fulfill in our lives, that we will not miss out on his opportunity and his purpose in our life. So this was a very short message tonight. Amen. It's only about 20 minutes, but I had to get that out to you tonight because God was dealing with me about it. And some of my messages, amen, are not going to be as long as others, so I'm finished for tonight. But I just want to thank you for listening in and thank you for, and continue to pray for me that I will fulfill God's purpose for my life, because there's some things that, even as my pastor has taught and he's bringing some things to pass in our lives, and I take hold to the word of God when I hear it preached, amen, because I know that God is going to hold me accountable, amen, for that word. And there are some things that I want to see God do in my life, and so I'm changing some things that I'm doing through a new direction in my life. And so I just want you to keep me lifted up and pray for Minister Amos. But God bless you. I love you. Thank you for listening in, and I'm signing off now on Manna Teaching Ministry. From until next time, God bless you and good night.